Chapter 10. De Roquefort tripped the front door lock and entered the bookshop. Two of his men followed. The other two watched the street. On the top floor, he stepped into a lit apartment. Peter Hansen was ensconced in a chair reading. Surprise flooded Hansen's face.
"What are you doing here?" he demanded.
"We had an arrangement."
The dealer sprang to his feet.
"We were outbid. What was I to do?"
"You told me there'd be no problem."
"That book sold for an outrageous price."
"I paid you to ensure that Stephanie Nell was the purchaser."
"She waved me off. Were you willing to pay more than 50,000?
"I would have paid whatever it took."
"You weren't there. And besides, what makes that book so valuable?"
"You tell me."
Hansen shrugged.
"I have no idea."
De Roquefort's patience was wearing thin.
"I know who outbid you."
"How?"
"As you well know, the attendants at the auction are negotiable. Miss Nell contacted you to act as her agent. I contacted you to make sure she obtained the book, so that I might have a copy before you turned it over. Then you arranged for a telephone bidder."
Hansen smiled.
"Took you long enough to figure that one out."
"Actually, it took me only a few moments, once I had information."
"Since I now have control of the book and Stephanie Nell is out of the picture," Hansen said, "what is it worth for just you to have it?"
"Actually, the question is, how much is the book worth to you?"
He motioned, and his two associates grabbed Hansen's arms. De Roquefort jammed a fist into the book dealer's abdomen.
"I wanted Stephanie Nell to have the book after I made a copy," De Roquefort said. "That's what I paid you to do. Nothing more. You once possessed a use to me. That's no longer the case."
"I have the book."
"That's a lie. I know where the book is."
Hansen shook his head.
"You won't get it."
"You're wrong. In fact, it will be an easy matter."